I thought it would be easy if I just asked myself the questions. Not that I'm a control freak or anything. Or that I wanted to control the narrative. But I set myself taking full advantage of knowing what Simon had asked Annabelle and Barbara. I then gleaned three questions for me. So the first one I asked myself was, why is the lead up to Christmas important to me? Why is it important to me? Well, I think that you need to be ready. And I think that we need to be certain about what it is and who it is that we've put our trust and our faith in. It's fun doing all the different services. It's been fun organising today. And all the other things that we'll be doing between now and Christmas morning. Don't get me wrong about that. And I do love the scrummy food. So, Barbara, I am so looking forward to games night tonight. I'm joining in and I'm going to thrash Jane. Whatever game it is that she tries to beat me at. And I do love all the scrummy food, and I do like the mince pies and the mulled wine. They may not like me so much anymore, but I like them. But that isn't Christmas for me. I enjoy Advent because I like to check in with my faith. I like to make sure that when I hit Christmas morning, I've had a chance to reflect on mine and ours as a church's journey with Jesus, using his teachings from the Gospels and thinking about that unspecified period that we are currently living in. And by that I mean the time between Christ's coming and his coming again. So when he came at Christmas and when he will come again. That in-between time that any theologian will call it the parousia. And so I want to just say, yes, we're going to have fun, but I will never lose sight, and I want you to never lose sight, that Advent is a season of preparation, preparing to meet Jesus afresh. So question number two. Tell us about a significant Advent memory. I've got lots of memories, because I am getting older and older, and I'm aware of that. yeah, I do have a memory, Simon. He disbelieves me on occasions, but I do. A few years ago now, I was given I was listening to a sermon online to a minister. As I was listening to the sermon, about halfway through, he said, right, let's all just stop and pray and ask God to give us a picture. And I thought, okay, although I'm listening to it secondhand, I'm going to do this. So I stopped and paused the talk, and I prayed for God to give me a picture. And this was during the Advent season. And I also thought it was a wonderful picture, but I want to share it with you now because I've held on to this for a couple of years. The picture was just of someone with their hands outstretched like that. And in their hands was a small candle with a bright flame. And all around the hands and the candle that was lit was darkness, deep darkness. And I did spend quite some time praying and trying to work out what that picture meant. And it came to me eventually. I remembered a verse from a passage that we'll be having next week at our Lessons and Carols, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. And it was one verse in particular, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. That verse was talking about Jesus coming into the world and being the change that we need to see God clearly. So we can come back to him. We can come back to our Lord through his son, Jesus Christ. So as I was watching that candle in my hand and the darkness around it, knowing that that was representing Jesus, I thought, okay, you want me to represent Jesus in the world around us. And the reason I'm sharing it with you now is because it was such a strong picture for me. It brought me here today. It was a few years ago, but it started a journey that encouraged me to just share the Christmas story. When I was sat in a cafe with some friends, and someone would say, "Oh, yeah, you go to church, don't you?" And I go, "Yeah, yeah, I go to church." And I say, "Why? Why do you bother?" And I said, "Well, because of Jesus." And then whatever was on my heart or in my mind, I would just share with that person. It was nothing amazing. I wasn't doing mini sermons. I was just sharing who I was as a Christian woman in this world. And as we are here at this time, in this place, we are sharing with each other our love of Christ. It's easy to do it in this setting. It's safe. It's comfortable. But what I want to encourage us to do is to remember that in our hearts we hold the light of Christ, and it shines, probably more brightly than we give it credit. And people will come up to you and they will ask you the most random things. And all I ask of you is to answer honestly from your own place of faith why you bother following Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Not anybody else, just for you. That memory has sustained me and kept me going. And then I thought, okay, I need another question. It's all getting very deep and heavy here. What's my favorite time in the lead up to Christmas Day? Well, as you know, I do like to eat, and I do like to drink, and I do like to be merry. But my favouritest time of all is Christmas Eve, midnight service. Dragging the children, even now as they're young adults, they're usually in their gym jams, huddled up in their coats, and we go to church. It's always quiet, isn't it? There's that bit of a hush. And it will be very warm at St. Giles, I promise. But it's usually warm. And just going to that service, it's like taking a pause. It's like pressing the pause button on all the, because I'm still wrapping at that point, by the way, of wrapping all the presents, of preparing the sermon, and just going, I'm going to come close to you, Lord. I'm going to meet you around the songs and the prayers, and you're going to feed me with the bread and the wine. And then I've got all I need to get through the next day. Because the next day is a celebrating day. And it's fun. It's exciting. We're always knee-deep in wrapping paper in our house by 9 o'clock in the morning. But I just need that time. And that is my favorite time. Midnight Eucharist in a church. It's also a sad time. Because as I look around the church, I see faces that I've never seen before. And I know I'll never see them again. And it doesn't matter what welcome or hospitality or warmth I or anybody else shows them at that service or another one. Something's drawn them, a light has drawn them out of the darkness to that place to meet with Jesus. And yet they never come back. So I want us to take that light of Christ, just as I took that light of Christ when I took that picture all those years ago. And I want us to keep holding it as a church, holding it in front of us and up ahead of us, because it will light the path right in front of us so we can take one step at a time. But it will also draw people to not just our church, but to God. Thank you for listening.